Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show. We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Peter here. Have you ever felt out of place? Maybe like you don't belong, like a fish out of water, like a square peg in a round hole, or maybe like a kind-hearted pirate in a sea of bloodthirsty swashbucklers. Well, if you answered yes to that last one, then that's quite a coincidence, because that's exactly what this next story is all about. And here to introduce it is the author.
Hi, I'm Lydia, and I'm 10 years old, and I live in Rhode Island. This is my story, The Messed Up Pirate.
Step right up, step right up. High seas adventure await ye on this here pirate ship. Join us and see the world shoving off today, but only if you're hearty, bloodthirsty, and love treasure!
Oops, pardon me.
So, who wants to sign up?
I'm the man for you. All my enemies call me Rotgut.
And me. All me enemies call me Mr. Tsunami.
Uh-huh, and what do your friends call ye?
We have no friends.
Hired. Who else will round out our fearsome crew?
Barr. I will.
Did he just say Barr?
I am Barry, and this is my lazy cat, Houdini. We are ready to join your ship.
Most pirates have parrots and a berry. That's not a very evocative name for a pirate.
Berry? Like strawberry?
Or gooseberry?
Gooseberry? No. My name is Barry, as in short for Barifer. B-A-R-R-Y. And speaking of why, here's why you should hire me.
This be a resume. It says here you were kicked out of your last ship.
Ooh, was it for causing mayhem?
Or being too scary?
Actually, it's a funny story, and it feels just like it was yesterday.
Barry!
Yes, previous captain.
Now I know why the other crewmates on board call you BP, which stands for...
Bad Pirates!
Excuse me!
Last night, you led a whole ship of enemy pirates on board while you were on night duty. And now, they're here taking all our gold.
In my defense, you didn't give me any instructions on what to do for night duty. You just said, you'll feel it in your bones.
A good captain doesn't just give you answers, Barry. It means more if you figure it out on your own.
Oh, here I thought you were being hard to read, and it turns out you were interested in my growth as a pirate. Give me a hug.
Barry, how many times have I told you we don't hug with swords in our hands? You are kicked off my ship.
I understand.
No, I didn't mean no. Oh, well.
So that's what happened. Bar.
Well, I can't have you aboard this crew if you're a BP, a bad pirate.
But we're on the ship and it left the docks 3 hours ago.
A blast! I was so caught up in the story. Well, you're totally unqualified for this job, and you don't really deserve it, but you're here, so... You're hired!
I won't let you down.
All evidence leads me to believe you probably will.
Barr! Oh, the sun's out. It's getting too hot for my coat.
Shiver me timbers, you're wearing a striped shirt that says bar.
It's sort of my catchphrase.
And a pink tutu?
I've got another outfit exactly like this in my crate if you want it. Only, let's not wear our outfits on the same day. I hate it when that happens. Makes me feel so silly.
Look alive! The captain's coming with an announcement! Yar!
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Welcome to your first day aboard the ship Sawtooth. And I, your captain, Captain Rue Bittersweet, the nastiest, meanest captain that ever had a cat clawing at his peg leg. Whose lazy cat is this? And why is it ruining my leg? That's black walnut. It's not cheap.
Bar! Sorry, Captain. Tis my cat, Houdini. Come here, Houdini, you little scamp.
Meow.
Oh, he can be so quick when he...
Oh,
jumped again.
Meow.
Gotcha. Apologies.
Who are you?
My name's Barry.
As in cranberry.
Or blueberry.
That's enough. His name's not like the berry in blueberry or cranberry. It's obviously like the berry in embarrassing.
Oh, but that was quite a zinger, huh, Houdini?
That's enough for real. It's time to get down to business, pirates. We're headed toward an island with a cave. And to make it through the cave, you need to have guts, grit, and...
A kind, tender heart and an affinity for cats?
No! An ability to put possessions above all else, even personal safety. Because in that cave is the one thing I've been searching for nigh on 20 years. The ancient fort, Repel Gem. The gem would give all of you and myself the power to cover up the smell of farts with a nice tutti-frutti scent. It will make traveling on the high seas way more pleasant.
Excuse me, the sooner we get there, the better.
We are there.
To the cave.
Bar.
It's the end of the path, Captain. And it looks like to get into the cave, we'll have to go through a maze.
That's not so bad.
Oh, fire. whomever you send through first might be a bit of a first pancake and end up burnt.
I think you're right there. Betty?
Bar, Captain.
Time to prove you're not a BP. Lead us through this unholy fire maze.
Here goes nothing. Follow me. Left, right, left, fireballs. Right, right, left, fireballs. Left, right, left. Yeah!
Barry, you did it. You led us through the fire maze.
Is everyone okay?
Well, we're minus two pirates.
Oh, no, I...
Betty? Next up, lead us through that pit of cold ice.
Aye, aye, Captain. Follow me! Iceberg! Yeah, we made it.
Barry, you did it. You led us through the ice pit.
We're minus two more pirates, though, just FYI.
Two more friends gone.
Betty, take us through that jungle of thorns.
Follow me. Duck, jump, 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 thorn. Duck, jump, thorn. Duck, jump, jump. We made it.
And we're minus two more pirates.
Oh, goodness. But that was three obstacles. So narratively, we should be done with...
A waterfall of piranhas is next.
Oh, come on now. That's just...
Lead away, Betty.
Follow me. We made it.
Hooray!
Captain, it's just down to you and me now. All of our friends, they're gone.
Quite. But look just beyond. The ancient fart repelled gem.
Tutti
frutti. And now for the big moment?
Wait! There's a note. It says, if you are pure of heart and caring worth gold, this gem is yours. Would you say that describes you, Captain?
Well, for a pirate, I'd say. Ah, it's just a silly old note. I will grab this stone and run. Yoink! See? Nothing happened.
The captain! He turned to stone! And all my crew, my friends, all gone? Oh, look at me, crying. Guess I'm still a BP. Pirates are supposed to be mean and hard, like a stone, which is what the captain just turned into. And all my friends. Well, maybe friends is stretching it. All the crew really did was tease me, but I still cared about them. It's all my fault. Captain, Mr. Tsunami, Rotgut, that Barker guy whose name I never got.
It's Steve.
Steve, you're all back.
We know what you have done, Betty. We are all sorry. Betty, you led us through all of those dangerous obstacles, even though I treated you poorly. And you did it all without closing yourself off to your emotions, which in my book is the mark of not a BP, but a GP.
General practitioner?
What?
Gluten-free penguin?
No, GP, a good pirate.
Oh, Captain, you mean it?
I sure do. Great job, Betty.
Bar!
I am so sorry.
The end.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right,
John Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear John Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you.
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call. Our first story comes to us from a 9-year-old from New York named Ellie, and Ellie's story is called The Seed. This story is about a literal seed that's struggling to fit in amongst a garden store full of judgmental plants. Will they ever find room to grow? Who knows? Well, I do, because I read the story, and it's great, so check it out. Our next story comes from three kids, Austin, Skylar, and Natalie from Connecticut, and this story is called The Groovy Green Bee. Now, just when I thought I would never read a story about a groovy green bean that at one point starts a frozen vegetable conga line, I read this story. And everything changed. Great work, Austin, Skylar, and Natalie. Our next story comes from a 6-year-old from North Carolina named Caroline. Caroline's story is called How to Catch a Leprechaun. Now, Caroline doesn't just tell you how to catch a leprechaun. You gotta go through the steps. You gotta ask yourself some questions. Did you paint your house green? Did you call your grandpa? Does he love clovers? Does he take your gold? If you haven't answered these questions, we can't even begin to talk about catching a leprechaun. You'll have to read the story to find out how it ends. Great job, Caroline. And our final story has perhaps the most intriguing title. From Charlie, a 6-year-old from Michigan, this is The Day Snorty Found Friends. Now, this story is quite an adventure. And the strangest part has nothing to do with the fact that this kid's name is Snorty. I'm gonna read you just one very intriguing sentence from this story. Then he found a monster just when the monster walked away into a time machine. That's a lot to process all at once. Amazing work, Charlie. To read Charlie's story and all of today's Roll Call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast. Now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups can submit kid stories at storypirates.com, and remember, we respond to every single story we receive. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and big thanks to Lydia, today's author. We'll be back next week with another brand new story. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell and Eric Gerson. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. The Messed Up Pirate was adapted by Megan O'Neill and features performances by Ava Larias, Langston Darby, Lindsay Ford, Matthew Gehring, Kristen Henley, Peter McNerney, and Megan O'Neill. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney and Lee Overtree. What an exciting story. You know, I really liked that pirate. He didn't seem that messed up to me. He seemed pretty cool. You know, he also did some pretty dangerous stuff. Sort of makes me want to jump through a fire maze or a pit of cold ice or fly through a jungle of thorns or wade through a waterfall of piranhas. Or all four at the same time. Here we go. Jump, jump, duck, duck, jump, duck, 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 dump, jump, jump, duck. Whoa, wow. Ooh, oh, I regret this. Oh, it's scary. Oh, why did I do this? Fire, and how is the fire still burning in the water with the, oh, thorns. Those are thorns. Ah, piranhas, fire, ice. It's hot, it's cold. It should balance it out, but it's not. Wow, I can't believe I'm still going. Oh, this is longer than the story. Ah, why did I do this? I'll be okay. Ah, thorns, mostly it's the thorns. Ow. That's just one thorn. I kept sitting on one thorn. Thorn. Oh, piranha. Ah, ice, fire.
That was fun. Ow.